Okay, so thank you so much for inviting me to give a chabura, and I'm very excited to give a chabura on the topic of Levishas Bigde Kahuna. You know, the Chavriya Kol learning Zvachim. This is going a little bit ahead from what you're up to, but I'll try to give some general outlines and general context for what we're talking about. But just very generally, you see the pasuk there on the top is actually from Parshas Achrimos. And the pasuk says, "Kisonas bad kodesh yilbash al mechasei vad yu'al b'saro." You have the kisones, and it should be mechasayim are like the undergarments, and they're made of linen. And the pasuk specifically highlights they should be yilbash, and also they should be like, you know, the kohen should wear them, and they should be yihu al b'saro. They should be on his flesh. And we'll see later on. It also says at the end of the pasuk, Ulevei Sham. And these, referring to the Bigdei Kahuna, are the sources that the Gemara brings, and others, we'll see some of the Rishonim have different sources, but these are sources that emphasize that the Bigdei Kahuna have to be directly on the body of the Kohen. And we'll see there are other, probably things you're familiar with in other areas of Halacha, of something called a Chatzitza. But basically it cannot have any barrier, any obstruction between the Bigdei Kahuna and the body, the clothing of the Kohen and the body of the Kohen. That's one kind of chatzitza. We'll talk about other kinds of chatzitzas as well. But that's one basic topic I want to try to cover, how chatzitzos factor into Bigdei Kahuna. And also in general, this is going to tell us a lot about the role and the importance of the wearing of the Bigdei Kahuna, and perhaps how it is unique and different from other areas of Halacha where Chatzitza plays a role. So let's jump right into the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Yud Tes. We're going to talk a little bit about this Gemara now, and then we'll come back to it also. The Gemara cites a Shita, Rava Amar Rav Chista, who says that B'malkum B'gadim, in a place where the Kohen wears the Bigdei Kahuna, afilu nima achas chotzetzes, even one strand of hair is a chatzitza. Shelo b'malkum begadim, if it's not in a place where generally there are begadim worn, let's say on someone's hand, or not in a place where there's Bigdei Kahuna, shalosh al shalosh chotzetzos, 3 by 3, that is a chatzitza, but pachus mikan eino chotzetzes. So if you know something a little about chatzitzos, it's very strange. Anyone want to raise a problem with that? Anyone know what is a fundamental requirement of a chatzitza to cause a problem? Let's say by tefillah b'mikvah or something like that. Anyone know? Very right. So either if you have ruba, if you have rov, it's or if you had miyuru makbid, right? If you had the majority of the body covered, or let's say you're talking about a person going into a mikvah to be mitzayer themselves, so they have the majority of the body, that's one way to have a chatzitza. Or another way is to have, we'll talk about midaraisa, midarabanan, but seemingly two requirements would be rov, ruba umakbid, and if it would be, let's say, a miyut, it would not be a chatzitza. So we generally assume that as long as it's a miyut, even if it's miyut umakbid, It's not a chatzitza medaraisa. That's the assumption that we have. So why would a nima achas, one little hair, one little strand of something between the body and the Bigdei Kahuna, why would that make a chatzitza? We know, based on other sugyos, other areas of halacha, you need to have both ruba umakbid. You need to have the majority of the body covered and be an obstruction that you do not want there. So there's basically two ways to go about this question, to answer it. Either you could say that tefillah is an exception unto the rules, and this is the regular rule, like the Bigdei Kahuna represents actually the normative case, or the opposite. Bigdei Kahuna is the exception, and tefillah b'mikvah is the general rule. Let's say within the realm, which I'm going to argue for, that Bigdei Kahuna are unique, let's say within that approach, we have a few achronim. One achron is we have the Netziv. The Netziv, well, really the Netziv asks the question. The Netziv, I'm sort of, just for time's sake, I'm not reading everything inside, but the Netziv asks this question about Miyur Umakbid. He says, you need Ruba Umakbid to have a Chatzitza. And so there's really, within this, a perspective that Big Day Kuna is unique. So let's go. So the first answer from the Achronim would be, let's do the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer says something really, really out there, I would say. He says that we're actually discussing, in the Gemara in Zvachim, we're actually discussing a Chatzitza Midrabanan. He says, Gemi, which we'll see soon, is a reed, Venima Tishmaitzin, Hakol B'makbid, Alav U'Midrabanan. Everything, first of all, everything's makbid. He categorizes all of these things that would be problematic as something that you do not want to be there. And umidrabanan. It's a chatzitza midrabanan. And he says, okay, how could this be problematic at the daraisa level? Because you have big day kahuna that are on your body, and what would you'd have to at the daraisa level prevent it from being a real levisha. So he says, you know what? Koach biyad chachamim. The rabbis have the ability to uproot a din d'oraisa. So that's a big chiddush that we're dealing with. This whole Gemara in Devachim is talking about a psul midrabanan, and you know, koach biyad chachamim lakar divrei Torah, that the rabbis have the ability to uproot. We don't generally don't say that. It's never mentioned in the Gemara. It's very, very big chiddush. A different answer is the Or Sameach. Now the Or Sameach is quoted in the Chidushi Hagriz. This is also, again, the world of Kachin. There's like different notes from different Talmidim in the Brisker world. But so I don't even know all the different people. But this is in one of the Rishimos of the Talmidim in the Chidushi Hagriz on Zvachim. And they quote Rav Meir Simcha, Meir Simcha Medvinsk, right? He is the Or Sameach. They quote him as asking this question to Reb Chaim. He asks, how could it be? Nima achas is chotzetzis in the Gemara according to Rava. Don't we know the regular general rules of chatzitzas? You need ruba umachbid. So the Or Sameach says, well, let's go back to the pasuk. What are we talking about here? Michnesei vad yihu al besaro. We're talking about the michnasayin, the underwear, right? There's different translations, the slacks, the whatever they call them. I don't know what the art school translation is, but that's what it says, is you al besaro. That's what has to be on the body of the Kohen. So he says, if we were to say that we need ruba umakbid, you'd really be talking about the makum of the mechnasayim, the place where the undergarments are. And he says, if you were to hold that you need rov, it would never constitute rov of the body of the Kohen. So he says, if you say, big day kahuna are going to be only memayit if you need, there's going to be a problem of chatzitza by big dekuna, even only if you have ruba umachbid. He says, imkin batel din chatzitza, this is in source number 4, batel din chatzitza shemich nasayim. Shaharei afilu chatzitza shorov makom emir chasayim, ena chatzitza barov haguf. If you were to have the majority of the body separated between the body and the mechnasayim, you're still not going to have the majority of the body. I don't know what boxing slacks look like, but they're pretty big, but they're not the whole body, right? It's like, so it's that because the pasuk, according to the Or Sameach, he says the same thing in Or Sameach in his parish on the Rambam in Hilchas Yisuri Bia, Perek Dat Allah Chachas, he says the same thing. But here he's reported to have said to Reb Chaim the answer that the pasuk tells us there must be a different operating principle over here by Big Day Kahuna because the pasuk's by Michnasayim.
Is it so obvious that you go after Kol Gufo and not specific parts of the body? By feeling, go after the hair and there's like a separate...
Yeah, that's a whole discussion about that. Are we going with the rove of the area where the head is? And yeah, you're right. He makes the assumption that it would be rove haguf, but you're right, that is debatable. Even if within the realm of tefillah b'mikvah, it's not 100% clear. But I assume that there's no, you know, what are you going to do? The majority of the thighs? Like, it's central enough to the body that I assume you'd have to factor in either the torso or the legs or something in that area where the head perhaps would be different because the head is its own. Maybe you could don the head on its own, whereas this is sort of centrally located. That's the argument. As you could expect, Reb Chaim wasn't going to buy into this so easily. So Reb Chaim is reported to say back to the Or Sameach a different answer. But he also is within this school of thought that the Big Day Kahuna are unique. But he says you don't look at Big Day Kahuna like a body immersing itself in the mikvah, because the body has to go into the mikvah, and you're judging the body as immersed in the waters. However, Big Day Kahuna, I'm reading from the source number 4 in the second paragraph. Big Day Kahuna hadin husha habigadim yihu levushim al haguf b'shas ha'avodah. We're not judging the body being covered by waters and has to be fully immersed. We're actually looking at it. The clothing has to be levushim it has to be clothed onto the kohen. You have to look at not the body, but the beged. And then he has his own internal discussion between him and Rabbi Meir Simcha, which I'm not going to get into for now. But that yisod that we'll see is really taken even further later on in the Brisker dynasty and the Soloveitchik family. This yisod is really going to be a focus of our Chabura today, which is that, and really it's an extension of this Reb Chaim. I'm going to argue for an extension of this Reb Chaim. We'll see others take this as well, that Big Day Kahuna are really exceptional in the sense that we have to look at the Big Day Kahuna as being on the body of the Kohen, and perhaps even more, as I said, as an extension of this, we have to look at it as an active levisha, an active clothing of the Big Day Kahuna on the Kohen. And it's not enough just to have the lack of a chatzitza. Meaning there's two things here that we can tease apart. To have a chatzitza really means to have a barrier between the body and the water, let's say, for example, by tefillah. And if you don't have that, let's, for example, miyat, even if it's machbi, miru machbi midor rice is not a chatzitza. So you lack the obstruction. But here we don't need just a lack of obstruction. We need an active levisha. We need all of the Big Day Kahuna to be actively bepoel on the body of the Kohen. And then perhaps we could argue that nima achas chotzetzes, one little strand of hair or thread is going to be a problem, because it's not an active level of levisha. Even though it's not a chatzitza, but you still lack some form. We'll have to just tease this out a little bit more. But we see the beginnings of an idea that Big Day Kahuna have to be actively lavush, have to be lavushim al haguf shel kohen. Okay.
If the end of
that
paragraph, and the first paragraph on page 2, the lachin beged.
Yes.
So it sounds like Reb Chaim still requires rov with beged.
Correct.
Which means that a nima should still not be enough.
Yes. So I admit that it is an extension further than Reb Chaim. But you'll see, we're going to get there from other avenues, if we have time, that I really do think that this idea is true. And one of the earliest places I found it is in this discussion between Reb Chaim and Reb Meir Simcha. But you're 100% right, that he is saying you have to look at it as Rov HaBeged. But again, remember, this is all, within the area where the Mechasayim are, and so if you have rov of the mechnasayim, that's still not rov aguf. So you're looking at it as a different calculation. You're looking at it differently than everything else and all other types of chatzitzos. And once we could say that there's a difference between Big Day Kahuna and everything else, and with some, admittedly at this stage, hazy definition, because he does seem to think it has to be rov of the begadim, but still the begadim are the focus. And if the begadim are the focus, we're going to develop this even further to try to answer, or eventually, hopefully, answer this question of how could a nima achas be chotzetzes. So let's go to, I mentioned that we would talk more about Zvachim Daf Yutes. There's another gemara I want to do with you, which is a different... As you would say, we'll get back to that idea soon about active levisha versus just the lack of chatzitza. But that's really the core chakir, if you want to think of it in those terms, which we will return to, which is chatzitzos. You can lack chatzitzos but still not have an active levisha. Perhaps maybe, like Yair is saying, that you still need to get a rov to get it to be a problematic of a chatzitza that's problematic, but maybe I would argue that you still don't have an active levisha, which we'll see. So let's get at that at a, from a different angle. So the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Yutes has a series of questions that Rava asks. One of the questions he asks is source number 5. Ba'i Rava nichnasa lo ruach bigdo mahu. Let's say a blast of wind, you know, goes into something between his body and the baged. What's the halacha? So al b'saro ba'ina and v'halaka. Maybe it's not on the body, and therefore you don't have it. Odil maderech li'vi shabakach. The way when you wear robes is things. Things, you know, wind blows in there. It's not so tightly, it's not tight fit, slim fit, extra slim fit. I don't know how far we go with these slim fit these days, but it's not tight fitted. And another question that he asks is, hichnis yado lesocheko, let's say I stick my hand into my chest or into my, this is, you never use this word in, you know, when you're talking about anything, but the bosom, right? To put your hand in your chest, whatever. That would be a problem, perhaps. Ma, what's the halacha? Gufo miyachayetz olo. Is this a problem? Is it as part of his body? Is his body going to be able to be cause a obstruction or not? So, anyone want to point out a few questions and problems with this? Again, chatzitza, the rules of chatzitza. Well, how would this hold up against what you know about chatzitzas? Ruach is a davar shein bo mamish. There's nothing there. Anyone else?
I'm going to say the opposite by ruach. I would say if the tefillin's floating over your head because it's very windy, you can't be said.
Okay.
Be said to be wearing it.
Okay, but here, you know, you're wearing it, but there's a little wind inside. So
it's not possible. There's a possibility here. It's like maybe you can't have the hovering.
It's very windy.
Okay, well let's go with sticking your hand into your shirt between your body and the baguette.
Mimbimino
inochotis. Thank you. Mimbimino inochotze. It's very, very difficult to understand. Why would Rava even have a shiloh? Rava is asking, maybe if you stuck your hand inside, what do you mean? What's the question? Mimbimino inochotze. If you have the same species of as something else, it should be not a problem of chatzitza. To answer this question, we're going to go to another, sort of another sugyo. I heard you guys learned Yuma in the past. So there's a process of the Kohen Gadol preparing for his avodah, which is very extensive. But one of the stages that is mentioned in the Gemara in Yuma, Tav Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, source number 6, is that the Kohen goes into the mikvah, and he goes in and comes out, right? Yara v'tovah, ala v'nis tapag. He comes up, and he dries himself off, and then afterwards they bring him the white clothing, right? And there's a whole process. So you could say that the coming up and the drying is perhaps just a description. It's not proscriptive. It's just descriptive. The problem is the Rambam, who generally is giving us halacha, right? The Rambam is a halacha sefer in Mishnah Torah. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippur in Perak Beis Halacha Beis quotes the lashon of this. Really, it's a Mishnah, and he quotes it, and he brings this. Tovel v'olo umis tapeg. He goes and he comes out of the mikvah and he dries himself off. So ask the Mishnah Lamelech, he says, people ask, I saw many Mepharshim say, is this act of drying, is that, like we said, is it descriptive, orcha demilsa, or is it prescriptive? Is it a chiyuv? And he says, midivir rabbeinu, source number 8, midivir rabbeinu, tzekomer mistapeg, mash b'dichiyuvuhu. The fact that the Rambam brings it, my understanding of the Mishnah here is, the fact that the Rambam brings it shows that it's not just, you know, telling you the narrative, but it's actually a chiyuv. And so why would that be? So based on what we learned before, and you can start seeing where this is going to connect, the Mishnah Lamelech says, well, I know that Nima Achas could even be a chatzitza. So if Nima Achas could be a chatzitza, however we understand that, which I know Yair's down my neck to get an explanation for that, but we'll get there. If Nima Achas could be a chatzitza, he says, well, why would the Rambam say you have to dry yourself up? Because perhaps they're going to be Sheish Lachosh, I'm skipping a few lines. Shema betfila nivdak v'besaro me'afriros hamayim. Maybe there's going to be some moisture which carries with it some dirt. Remember, these people didn't shower much. So if you were wet, you'd have some, you know, maybe not to get too graphic on you, but you'd have something in the water from your body that's going to be an obstruction. And that would be a chatzitza. And therefore, you need to dry yourself off well. The Kohen Gadol needs to dry himself off well, and that's where the Rambam cites this Mishnah and cites it with the language of Mistapeg. Frech the Birke Yosef. One second. I don't understand. Lach, based on the Gemara Pesachim, the Gemara talks about the Kohanim walking through the Ritzba, through the blood on the floor, and the Kohanim have no problem of chatzitza because of it's a Dover Lach. And Dover Lach ain't no chotzetzes. So that's the question that the Birke Yosef, the Chidah, he quotes, he says, Makshim Aharav, Mishalem Melech. He brings a kasha from the Gemara Pesachim Daf Samachim Abayz. I'm just, for time's sake, not going to read all of it inside. But he says, Sof Sof in Abegid Al Basar Mamish. At the end of the day, yes, it's not a Dover, it's not, a Dover Lach is generally not Chotzis, but he says the same Yisod that we were arguing for in Reb Chaim. He says, yes, it's not a Dover that is Chotzetzes. But because the Torah says Yilbash al Basaro, that the big tikkun have to be actively on the body of the Kohen, at the end of the day, you may not have a chatzitza if you have the moisture from the body. But the Rambam is still concerned for the, and still requires you to dry yourself off because there's going to be afriros ha-mayim that brings along, like the Mishnah Lamech said, brings along with the water some sort of shmutz, even though that's not a chatzitza. Sof ain't a beggar al basaro mamish. It's not on the basaro. It's not on the flesh of the kohen. So you see again, there's sort of we're putting together the evidence that there's an active levisha which is missing here, not just a lack of chatzitzos. And that's why the Rambam says you have to dry this yourself off. That's why the Mishnah Lamech says even by a dover lach, it would be a chatzitza. No, let's not use the word chatzitza. It wouldn't be a chatzitza, but it would be a problem, perhaps, a lack of an active levisha, a lack of yihu al bisaro. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, in source number 10, Yor Adei Chelek Beis Simen Peivav, says the same thing as well. Okay. For time's sake, I'm not going to go into the sugya. I have a raya from a Ramban, which was Rosenzweig told me about in his Drashas al Rosh Hashanah and in Chulin, but I'm not going to go into it. But suffice to say, you could look at your source sheet for a raya from a different sugya from the Ramban by the idea of chatzitza by Bchor and by Shofar. I'm just going to skim over that because we don't have time to go through it in depth. Okay. And but that is really the Avnei Nezer who brings this raya from the Ramban. And the idea of an active levisha and not just the lack of chatzitza can be found even in a rishon. However, there's another rishon that disagrees, so you can see that as well on your source sheet if you have time later. Zvachim, Tosfos in Zvachim, Daf Chaf Dalet. I have it for you over there. You can take a look as well. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara and hit this from another vantage point. Back to Gemara Daf Yutes. There's a different type of chatzitza. We've discussed chatzitzos bein beged, bein guf ha-kohen le-beged. Now let's talk about, let's say, on the finger of a kohen where he's holding a kli sharis, or he's doing a voda, and there's a bandage on his hand. So perhaps that could be a chatzitza between his hand and the kli sharis, or maybe even something called yitur begadim. Yitur begadim, you may be familiar with, is an additional garment. We'll see different kinds of yitur begadim. Or there's something called mechusar begadim. If you have too, you lack to having the proper amount of begadim, that would be a problem. So the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Yutes has a case. Tanan Hasam Kohen Shalaka Beetzbo. Let's say you have a Kohen who has a wound on his hand. Korech Alegemi. He can put a reed on it. But Mikdash Avlo BeMedina. You're allowed to do it in the Mikdash because, as we know, a refuah is Asr Midrabanan. But in the Mikdash, we weren't gozer any shvusin. But in the Medina, you're not allowed to do that. But im lahotzi mimenu dam kam v'kan aser. If you're going to do it to take out dam, then that's for sure a problem of refuah, or maybe it's even worse than that. Fine. But the focus is going to be on the next few shitos in the Gemara. The Gemara quotes a couple of different opinions, and we'll try to make sense of them and figure out: are they talking about the issue of chatzitza, or are they talking about yitur begadim? Amri mudabrei deravichia lo shanu elagemi. That's only a problem if it's a gemi. Aval tziltzol katon, a small little bandage or sash, have yitur begadim. If you take a tziltzol, which is more of a davar chashiv, it's more of a significant thing on the hand. That's a problem of yitur begadim. You're adding begadim to the Kohen's, I don't know if ensemble is the right word, is whatever it is, whatever he's wearing, you're adding another beged to his, if you can't think of the right word, but to what he's wearing. So, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Lo Amar Yitur Begadim, Al B'Makim Begadim. Rabbi Yochanan says, that's only true if you're doing it in a place where you generally wear Begadim. Avo Shalo B'Makim Begadim, Lo Avi Yitur. You're not going to have a Yitur Begadim in a place where you don't generally wear Begadim. So, let's say putting a tzilzil katan on one's hand is not a place you usually put clothing on, and therefore it would be not a problem of Yitur Begadim. So the Gemara asks, on Rabbi Yochanan, V'tepek Leim Yishum Chatzitza. And this is important because you see the Gemara is now, we've now distinguished between chatzitza, which the Gemara is seemingly now introducing, and everything we talked about before. So what were we talking about before? The Gemara says on Rabbi Yochanan, so you're telling me it's not a problem of Yitur Begadim, Shalom B'Malkum Begadim. Okay, well it should at least be a problem of chatzitza. So the way Rashi learns the Gemara is that's what happened. The Gemara thought we were talking about Yitur Begadim, and the Gemara is saying, no, you should be talking, if you're talking about Yitur Begadim, it should be a problem without Yitur Begadim. It should be a problem even a chatzitza. So the Gemara says, no, b'smol, or ina mishlo b'makom avoda. Either it's on your left hand, which you're not going to be using during avoda, or it's not b'makom avoda. So if you're not doing b'makom avoda, it could be a problem of Yitur Begadim, but not chatzitza. So, there's a couple of ways to learn this Gemara, but the next shita is also important, because the next shita is the Gemara says the words chotzetzes, and I underline and bolded them for you, and you'll see that Rava is assumed to disagree with what we just said. Upligi de Rava, this is what we had before, this which I read, we learned this Gemara a few minutes ago. Upligi de Rava, this opinion of Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rava. Da'amar Rava, Amar Rav Chista, b'makom begadim afilu ni ma'achas chotzetzes. And that's what we discussed together, that even a small little strand of a thread is a problem, and this must not fit with what we just said before, because we assumed that the problem would only be, let's say, a tzeltzel katan, which was chashev, would be yitur begadim. And Rava, in the name of Rav Chista, says, shalom b'makim begadim would have to be gimel agimel. Pachos b'kan eno chotzetzes. But if it's less than gimel agimel, assuming that we're talking shalom b'makim begadim, we're not talking about on the body, we're talking about on the hand. So the only, according to Rava, Derem Rav Chista, the only problem would be something that's gimel agimel. Whereas, according to the previous opinion, a tzeltzel katan would be a problem. So, then there's another lishna on the Gemara, where I'm not going to get into that right now. Okay. So, the way Rashi learns this whole sugya, I'm trying to just give you the tamsis hadvarim, just the summary, is that the source for this issue of having a chatzitza between the hand and the klishares is from the source of v'lokach ha-kohen. The kohen has to take it. And if the kohen is not taking it with himself, there's some barrier, that will be a problem. That's what Rashi says in a number of places in Zvachim, Daf Yutes, Daf Chavtalin, fine. So we really have two kinds of chatzitzas. We have a chatzitza, which we said was yu al besaro. The source for that was, it has to be on the body, and we talked about how that may be unique. That has to be an act of levisha. And then Rashi over here understands that a gemi or a tzeltzel katan, and depending on how big it has to be, and depending on which shita you're going in, but basically a chatzitza between the body, shelo b'makom begadim, between the hand of the kohen and the gemi or the tzeltzel, would have to be from the pasuk of v'lokach ha-kohen. Now, there's a very strange Rashi, which doesn't really seem to appear in Zvachim at all, this source that Rashi cites in Erevin. Just skipping ahead to source number 30. Let's go to source number 30. Rashi in Erevin says that all of these different kinds of issues, Yitur Begadim, let's say adding Begadim, Shnei Mechnasayim, or Shnei Abnei Tim, you have multiple Bidei Kahuna, which you're not supposed to have, and mechusar begadim, you have less than you are supposed to have. Or retia al besaro, let's say a wound, a bandage for a wound. Or you have something that's in between the beged and the body of the kohen. All of those are puzzle, and he says those are all problematic. The avoda would be puzzle. And he says they're learnt out from the source of b'nei aron hakohanim. B'nei aron hakohanim b'kunam, klomar, the beged, the begadim that the kohen hedyot is supposed to have. Now, this is very strange. This doesn't appear anywhere in Zvachim. It's not even really in the Gemara. Rashi sort of makes it up. It's a new source, and he includes many different kinds of things. Multiple begadim, retia, which is a bandage, mechutz rebegadim, so many different things under one rubric of one thing. So I heard this idea from Rav Rosenzweig, and it fits with everything we've been saying from Rav Chaim before, is that there's an underlying thought, yesod here, that doesn't, is so much even before Yuhu al Bisaro, which is, as we know, bizman shebigdeim aleim kunasim aleim, that the kahuna of the kahuna of the kohanim is tied to their actual begadim. The basic kahuna are not just, okay, hikatim, so you have to wear them to do the avoda. They are, in fact, what gives the identity to the kohanim themselves. And therefore, whatever actual din we're talking about, if it's yitur begadim, adding begadim, if we're talking about less than the begadim, we're talking about al-chatzitza, they're all under this one rubric of the kohanim be-kahunam, they have to have the right kind of begadim. Nothing as an obstruction. They can't have more, they can't have less. They can't have retios, they can't have bandages, because it has to be one chaticha achas, the body of the Kohen and the bigde kahuna. Okay, we only have a few minutes left. Maybe I'll just try to summarize this last part of the what I mentioned to you, an extension of Reb Chaim that comes up in the other on the other Soloveitchik family. So maybe we'll just skip to the last sheet. In the Rambam, we have a stira. Let's go with that. There's a stira in the Rambam. The Rambam in, let's see, source number 40... Sorry, one second. Sorry, source number 33. The Rambam seems to go with a... seems to pass like Rav Chista, because he says, "B'makom begadim afilu nima achas chotzetzes." But then in halacha test, he says, "Kohen shalaka be'etzbo mutu lekrochale gemi b'shabbes." He's allowed to put a gemi on, but then he says, "Hu shalon yichotz hagemi o abeged bein b'sar lechli b'shas avoda." You have to make sure there's no chatzitza. So the Ravid asks, "I don't understand. You just told me that if it's shalom b'makom begadim, it's not a problem. So why are you saying over here that it has to be shulo yichotz?" A lot of answers given. Kasabishin has an answer that really holds like Rashi, but we didn't even really get into Rashi. But I'll just tell you the main yesod over here. The let's say Reb Chaim, extension of Reb Chaim, and we see this in the Brisker Rav, and also this is, I think, found as well in the Reb Meshulam David, Chidushei Reb David, Shiurim Reb David. So they say the following. Basically, this idea that we were saying before, that you have to have an active form of levisha, and that even goes as far as to say that shalom b'makom begadim, you can have something called a chatzitza. Now, you'll say, well, a chatzitza has to be between one thing and the other thing, so how could this be called a chatzitza? It's using the word chatzitza, but it's understanding chatzitza in a much broader way. Chatzitza generally is you're an obstruction between, let's say, the water and the body. But we're going to say perhaps the Rambam is accepting the concept of a chatzitza between the body and the beged, shalom b'makom begadim, not even in a place where levisha is happening. How could that be a problem? Because, and I think Rav Hirsch says this so beautifully, you could see the last source on the source sheet, that must absolutely be nothing to intervene between them and the body of the priest. They must be in direct contact with and completely cover the particular body part of the body they are meant to cover, and the priest must be entirely at one with his garments. If there's anything that's additional to the body of the Kohen, even if that's not in a makom of a place where usually is our begadim worn, so it's not an obstruction between the body and a physical barrier, but it's an additional... that additional levisha is problematic for the Kohen, because the Kohen has to be one with his begadim, and there could be nothing else. And we're using the term chatzitza, even though you would think, well, that doesn't really make sense. How could you use the word chatzitza? It's a chatzitza because it's an obstruction. It's a disruption of the unique synergy that has to be between the body of the, let's not even say the body, the Kohen and the begadim. And that synergy can be broken as easily as an additional piece of bandage on the hand. It can be broken, obviously, with a classical chatzitza between the body of the Kohen and the begadim. It could be a chatzitza between his hand and, let's say, the klisharis. But it's a chatzitza that goes well beyond the normative rules of chatzitza, because big day kahuna are unique, and they are perhaps because of this idea of yulbish al basaro, but possibly even more significantly, as Rav Rosenzweig said, and this idea of, that we saw even Reb Chaim, that they have to, that the kahuna, the actual identity of the kohen, are part and parcel, or you know, in the very fabric of the big day kahuna, and therefore they have to be at one with those, with the big day kahuna. Okay, we'll hold it here. Thank you so much.